and welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast from the Med Steps. I'm out enjoying the fresh air, the blowing wind, the sunshine and the nature of the Upper Rock Nature Reserve. I'm on the Med Steps, which is a place that people can find me quite often these days. Please excuse the breathlessness. It's quite hard to walk and talk at the same time. Oh. Anyway, so this time last year, myself and a couple of friends decided to do something which normal sane people might think was slightly crazy, but that's to climb the Med Steps 5 times in one day for charity. Now, for people who don't know what the Med Steps are, it's a rather rugged footpath which winds round from the southern end of the Upper Rock Nature Reserve on the top of the Rock of Gibraltar and sweeps round to the eastern side, and there's quite a lot of steps involved, and you end up climbing to the very summit of the Rock of Gibraltar. It was a path that was created by the military in days gone by, and there's lots of kind of abandoned military outposts along the way. It's a wonderful walk, really beautiful, although quite tiring at times, but you get the most amazing views looking out to Algeciras, the Spanish port to the west of the Bay of Gibraltar. Today I've got a really clear view right the way across the straits to Morocco, and when you get round the corner, around the eastern side, you can get a really clear view up the Costa del Sol as well. So, oh, if you fancy joining me, please stick with me. It's seagull nesting season. You can probably hear them. I'm just hoping I don't get dive bombed. Anyway, as I was saying, this time last year, I did the Med Steps 5 challenge. I managed to go around the loop 5 times in one day. And for some utterly bizarre reason, I thought it might be a good idea to do it again this year. So, I'm in training. So, you've joined me on one of my training sessions. Oh, big military planes. Just circling round off Europa Point. That might be what the seagulls are getting uppity about. Yes, so today I'm going to attempt to do it 3 times for the first time so far this year. By this stage last year with my training friends, I'm pretty sure I'd done 3 times around. So I'm a bit behind schedule. I'm on my 2nd one at the moment. Managed to get to the top in 30 minutes the first time, which isn't a super fast time, but I needed to have enough energy to do it another 2 times. So, why am I doing it? Why did I do it last year? Well, the Med Steps 5 Challenge is run by the prison service in Gibraltar, and the money which is raised from this huge event, which sees hundreds of people doing the Med Steps on the day, the money that's raised actually goes to the wonderful Cancer Relief Centre here in Gibraltar, which offers much needed support to people receiving treatment from cancer, as well as their families. And I have been lucky enough to visit the centre on a number of occasions, and I've seen the wonderful work that they can do there. So it really is worth supporting. So I thought I'd have a chat to one of the organisers of the MedSteps 5 Challenge, and that is Stephen Bellillo. And last week I caught up with him at the very start of where the MedSteps Challenge sets off from on the big day, at Jew's Gate. And whilst we were talking, the MOD were having a rifle practice in the rifle range below us, so you might hear gunfire. And a tour bus arrived with a load of tourists too, so you can listen out for them.
The first year we got £2,000. Last year we got 7,800 pounds, so it builds up, and we didn't expect it so much last year, so this year we had to do it again, and now it's an annual thing for the prison service.
And it's an absolutely wonderful event, isn't it?
It's incredible to see all kinds of people here, all ages, or trying to do not only the five times, some people want to do it once, some people it's a challenge to do it twice. They come here, have fun, everyone is helping each other, taking pictures. It's all about the fun, about community and helping a great cause that's cancer relief.
So what's the connection between the prison service and the Cancer Relief Centre?
It's our charity, because I'm not going to go into detail, no, but it's close to our heart for personal reasons, no, for some of our officers. So it really helped out a lot of people, and specifically a few officers, and we've seen the work, how much work they put into it, how much they give to the community, and they really deserve the recognition, and they really need the money to do more, because with more money they can do much more.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to visit the centre on a couple of occasions, and the services that they offer to not just people who are having treatment but also their family is quite remarkable, really.
Yeah, it's incredible the work they do, and it's a difficult job. You have been surrounded by trying to be positive under a negative environment. It's amazing, and they do a fabulous job, and Gibraltar needs to realise who they are and what they do.
So you put them on the map, certainly, in May with this event, with the MedSteps 5 Challenge. How many people come along to the event on the day?
Well, not only us, other people really works out hard for cancer relief. I think it's for the Polar Bear Swim, JBS, managed to get nearly £10,000, something like that. It's amazing. Other people know that they're there and what they do. And this year we expect more or less like last year, around 200 people. We introduced the team events last year, which was really good, because that means that you can get a team of five and just do it once on a relay, and it's fun to compete against other departments. We also have the non-competitive part of it, so not everyone wants to compete, and they're a bit, I don't want to take part in the competition, so they can come over and just get a team of people, of workmates, yes, or get sponsors, and have a nice day out, taking pictures, their team building event.
Well, I took part last year. I managed to do it five times round with a couple of friends, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but I'm incredibly proud that we managed to do it. There's an amazing sense of community, and certainly for a non-athletic person like myself, people are very tolerant.
Yeah, well, no, it's incredible, no? What trying to work with the charity, no? Going for a goal, you set a target, you want to do it five times, and I don't think it's the problem is physical, it's mental, you know. Once you do it three times, it's just getting it done.
It's endurance, and, I think.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's a great accomplishment for yourself as well. You say, look what I've achieved. It's this event is all about community. It's about having fun and challenging yourself as well, because you have to bear in mind that people suffering from cancer, that's a big challenge, and they're going through this every day. So doing the MedSteps five times is a challenge, no? It symbolizes what they do. Obviously, it ends, no? But you know what I mean.
Absolutely. So if anybody is interested in either having a go five times or once round with a group of friends, what should they do?
We have our forms. There are forms available in Trafalgar Pharmacy. On the 3rd of May, we're going to be in Cathedral Square, so they can come up and talk to us, get forms, sign up. You can pay there as well. They can message us in Facebook. We have a Facebook account, and we'll be happy to deliver them the forms. This year, we're even going to have Miss Gibraltar, Mrs. Gibraltar, a contestant coming over and helping out. So I encouraging more groups, more businesses to come up and take part. Last year we have businesses donating money for the team, apart from the entry fee that they came up with, the checks. Yes, that's what we need.
Definitely, the more money raised, the better, really.
Of course, it's gonna all go. All, every single penny will go for the Cancer Relief Centre.
Thanks so much to Stephen Melillo for talking to me all about the MedSteps 5 challenge. Oh, right, well, I've managed my three times round today. That feels good. The first time I did it in 30 minutes. The second time I did the MedSteps was in 35 minutes, but I was talking to you for some of the time at the same time, so that's my excuse for it slowing me down. And then this time I've done it in 31 minutes. And I can solve the mystery of what was upsetting all the seagulls. There's some huge black birds which are migrating. Well, they're kind of black-brown. Sometimes when the light catches them, there's a bit of orange in the wings. They could be vultures, they could be eagles. I'm afraid I'm not an ornithologist, so I don't know. But I know that they are migrating from sub-Saharan Africa. And they're coming across the strait and then heading off into mainland Europe. And they're upsetting the seagulls quite considerably. So that's what all the noise was about the seagulls before. Anyway, that's a mystery solved. I'm just about to go and collapse at home with a cup of tea and give my weary legs a rest. If you'd like to find out more about the wonderful MedSteps 5 challenge, I'll have lots of details about it in the show notes for this podcast. Also, I'm not collecting sponsorship this year. I did that last year, so I'm giving my friends a break. But if you do want to sponsor somebody, I certainly know of one person who has a Just Giving page, so I will include a link to that in the show notes if you feel inspired to sponsor them. She's a very good friend of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. I hope you've enjoyed having a trip up the MedSteps with me and getting to hear some of the wind, the nature, the aeroplanes and all sorts that go on here. It's been lovely having your company with me as I've been trudging along the stony paths and climbing up the steps. If you want to make sure you don't miss the next episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes and also the Podomatic app for Android devices. Thanks so much for listening again, and until next time, goodbye for now.